Good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is a feel-good broadcast today. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the... Wow, just got a paper cut. Ow. That hurt. Golly.
I saw it.
Wow. That hurt. I smacked... Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Little walking wounded right now.
I saw that.
That smarted. I'm going to get a Band-Aid during the break. Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Dr. Randy Short, you know, he's a big advocate. He's talked a lot about not only the debate, political debate, kind of the hearts and minds of the black communities and how that has been hijacked. He's talked a lot about Roger Stone, and he's going to come on and talk about Roger Stone and where he's at, what we can do, kind of, and also Black Lives Matter. What does Black Lives Matter have to do with this? What does the Boulé have to do? You ever heard of the Boulé? Have you ever heard of the Boulé, Kev?
Is that creme brulee?
Creme brulee? I don't know. I lost focus. I'm trying to be careful with this, with these papers now that I got to cut. Well, we'll talk about that with him. Also, Colonel Michael Lewis, he's a doctor. He's a former U.S. military infectious disease specialist. So I really want to hear his, kind of like Doug Rocky, you want to hear his opinion. But he's also on to talk about, you know, how to deal with stressful situations. This is a feel-good broadcast. We want, you know, tools to deal with all these things. I had a discussion with my wife. Okay, we went for an ultrasound You know about this.
Yeah.
Went for an ultrasound. And she was very nervous about where, you know, are they going to pitch a fit because we're not wearing a mask? Are we going to do this? Are we going to, you know, that? And I really, it's interesting. It's the same thing. I had this discussion with Marcia about decisions about vaccines or toxins, about the toxin.
Mm-hmm.
I've already made the decision. There's nothing to worry about. I've already made the decision. I'm not getting a toxin or a vaccine.
Yeah,
I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
I've already made the decision. What's to worry about?
Yep.
So it's the same thing with the mask. I said, it's not a big deal. I've already made the decision. It's not. I'm not wearing one. So there you go.
Yeah. Did they give you any trouble with the?
No. You go into the man. This is a really big paper cut. Gosh. This is really distracting me every time I move my hand.
Your blood is dripping on.
Yeah,
the paper.
It's on the page. Yeah. We walked in, which, I mean, it's still intrusive, but. I didn't want to pitch a fit for my wife. I want to go get the ultrasound. They just take your temperature with a temperature thing on your forehead.
Sorry.
Which my temperature was 99 and hers was too. I guess it rounds up. I don't know. So we went in. Nobody in the office was wearing a mask.
Oh, that's good.
The doctor we went to was fantastic. He's like, you know, this is basically this is ridiculous. What's going on? He didn't say it in so many words, but that's what he said.
Excellent.
And we had an ultrasound.
Good.
You want to know what it is?
I already know.
Well, you already know. I wonder if the ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I don't know if I should say these kind of things. My wife's going to get upset. It's another girl. It's a girl.
Congrats.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations.
We're very excited. We're thinking about names. If you have any name suggestions, certainly we'll talk to Sharon next time she's on.
Yeah, absolutely. Get Sharon on.
Get some name suggestions. But
we don't want Heather.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said Heather's not a good name.
Heather's got a lot of trouble.
Anybody
who's named Heather.
Now all the Heathers who are listening just turned up. Well, what do you mean, Heather?
Yeah.
Well, listen to Sharon next time.
Listen.
Anyway, let's get to the news, and then we'll go from there. Bill requires employers to keep implanted microchips voluntary for workers. Now, we covered this story when this happened. This broke, I don't know, about 2-3 weeks ago. This is in Michigan. Employers around the U.S. implant microchips in workers to track productivity. The Michigan House passed the bill, making them voluntary in the state. And when I first brought up the bill, I did it in negative light. But I kind of, now, why I'm reading it now, I looked at it in a different...
Reassessed it. Okay.
This is a very positive thing. Why is this positive? Because what Michigan is saying is we're getting on top of the issue.
Okay.
And we're not going to let the issue sneak up on us. It is voluntary. So if you employers want to put chips in your employees, okay, it is voluntary.
Do they get any incentive for putting chips in?
I didn't read it that specific. I don't have it has nothing to do with it. Basically, it's saying it is voluntary. You want to put chips in your employees? If they want to do that, that's fine. but it's voluntary. What does this do? This makes it, it's protections for the people of Michigan. Yeah. This is a protection for them. This is a good thing because now the employer can't, well, then you can't work here.
That's great.
Because you're not getting a chip. The Michigan say, no, you can put a chip if they want a chip.
If they want it.
If they don't want a chip, then you can't make them not work. You can't fire them.
Does it say how many people signed up? What percentage?
No, it's just really starting. And this is really forward thinking of Michigan to do this.
Yeah.
Is we're going to get on top of this issue. Mm-hmm. It's voluntary.
Yep.
We don't want debate is over.
Done.
The smart mark. Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, kind of like the trust stamp. Bill Gates. I'm going to come up with all these names. This is predictive programming in a Netflix show. I've never seen this show. It's Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters cartoon off Netflix. In one of the episodes, people line up and they get a smart mark to get kids. You know, mm-hmm. These cartoons are now putting, it's now all in the cartoons.
Mommy, where's my smart mark?
Yeah, why don't you have a smart mark,
yeah,
Mommy?
Yeah, Mommy, we got to get one.
Where's your trust stamp, Mommy?
Mm-hmm. For programming.
In rebuke of Trump, Congress moves to remove Confederate names from military bases. I had a long discussion with Catherine about this. I am so upset about this in so many levels. This is history. This, you want to look at communist China, you want to look at Germany, you want to remake society, you got to erase history, good, bad, indifferent. You got to name everything old is bad.
Yep.
And everything new is good. Yep. And get rid of all the old.
Yep.
And what I said to Catherine, just quickly, now I'm going to take some time because I don't know, I get on those YouTube kind of chains and start going down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I have been reminded of a lot of things I forgot about the Civil War. Very important. Here's a couple things I want to bring to light, at least this morning. The people who put these Confederate statues up, these Confederate monuments, named bases after Confederate heroes, the people of the South, it was very important to them. This was something very important to them. And well, no matter what you think of it, this was extremely important to, especially if you grew up in the South, to your ancestors.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was extremely important to your ancestors that this event was marked and that these people were honored in that realm, that they fought for something that it would not be forgotten what they had done. Okay, that good, bad, or indifferent, yeah, that is number one. It was very important to them, to your ancestors. To American ancestors. A lot of people died for that flag. The other thing that, I had studied this a long time ago, and it's like I know it in my heart, but I forget all these specific things. I started to go back. You know, at the beginning of the conflict, Lincoln put 10,000 people in jail. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. He locked up a lot of people.
10,000.
He locked up newspaper people.
10,000 newspaper people, anybody with a voice of dissent.
Anybody
with a voice of dissent. When you say Jeffersonians, Jefferson is, if you're going to point to one person, he's the inventor, the creator of the mind of America. That's, if you're going to point to one person, it would be Thomas Jefferson. He wasn't exclusively him, but if you're going to point to one person, it's Thomas Jefferson. Jeffersonian America. The historians, this is the way they talk. There's Jeffersonian America and Lincolnian America. Mm-hmm. And so Lincoln, he put 10,000 people in jail. He destroyed 300 newspapers. Mm-hmm. He delayed Congress coming for 3 months because he wanted to get the war going because he needed legally the approval of Congress to go to war. There was not the Congress was, it was debatable. I doubt if they would have approved going to war.
He got rid of habeas corpus.
No habeas corpus. The other thing he did that people seem to keep forgetting, he went to the South and say, please don't secede. We will let you keep slavery. We will have a 13th Amendment, as it was proposed to the South, where the institutions of the states will not be challenged by the federal government, meaning, i.e., slavery.
Right.
You will get to keep your slavery. You can keep slavery. Mm-hmm. This idea, the South fought for slavery. This is Bravo Sierra. I'm not going to say it on air. You do the math. BS. Catherine or Joyce used to say Bravo Sierra. It is Bravo Sierra.
Yeah, I agree.
Lincoln went to the South and offered them, you can keep your institutions of slavery.
Right.
This was not to say that the Civil War was about slavery is ignorant. To say it had nothing to do with it is ignorant also. Yes. It did have a little to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It went forward, the coup de grace of the whole thing. At the end of there's a lot of things. When I have more time, I'll spend a lot of time and you go over these details. And I am not defending slavery.
Nope.
And I am not, but I'm pointing out some facts here that need to be, the history's been distorted. At the end of the Civil War, Jefferson Davis was arrested. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did know that. Mm-hmm. Jefferson Davis was put in jail. He's going to be tried for treason. They wanted to hang him. The North wanted to hang him. Why? We have to have something to justify that we just slaughtered 500,000 Americans.
And put a period at the end of it.
Yeah, and put a period at the end of it. And this is why. And he's going to take and the... It's his fault. And we're going to hang him, basically.
We have to have a fall guy.
The Justice Department was going to put him on trial for treason. I can't remember the guy's name. One of the foremost lawyers of the time was asked to, hey, will you try this case and try Jefferson Davis?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at the facts of the case and he said, this is a losing case.
Yeah. They had a right to secede.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
This is done. I'm not doing it. They went forward a little more. Again, you got to understand the PR around this. This is a major issue for the North. The PR surrounding this. The South was devastated. We have no, when I say no, I mean no comprehension of what, unless you came from World War II unless you were in Germany after World War II or something like that, you have no idea what the South suffered at the hands of Northern aggression. And that is exactly what it was.
Oh, yes.
So now, They get another very famous, now it's like Johnny Cochran or whatever, if you're comparing it to today. So they go and ask him. He said, I can't try to. This is a losing case. this is ridiculous. Why are you even holding him? And Jefferson Davis is staying in jail.
Right.
The PR around this is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is becoming a huge, this is becoming an issue. Johnson, who was the next president, would instruct the people to go to Jefferson Davis, say, we'll give you a pardon. Jefferson Davis refused the pardon because he said, I don't need a pardon. I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if he agreed to the pardon, then it said that what they did was wrong. That's the principle of these men. That is the conviction of these Southern men and these Southern states and these Confederate states, whether you agree with them or whatever. That is the conviction of them. That is what the Southern ancestors wanted us to remember about these men. He said, I am not signing your pardon. I'll stay in jail. Then eventually the 14th Amendment came where it basically said, well, anybody who fought against the Union, as long as they promised not to do it again, everything's forgiven and nobody can be tried. So that's why they did that.
That's right.
One of the main reasons they did that was so they could get out of the PR nightmare that was Jefferson Davis, the president of the name Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Notice his first name was Jefferson after Thomas Jefferson.
That's right.
To get Jefferson Davis. And so, do you know when Thomas Jefferson, speaking of Thomas Jefferson, when he was president, there were states talking about secession then? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Well, I think one of the states was Maine. And do you know what Thomas Jefferson said when the states were talking secession? Do you know what he...
No, I didn't. I don't know that, but...
Here's what he said. Good luck.
Yeah.
I wish you well.
Simple.
I wish you well.
Yeah.
Good. You want to secede? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
That was it.
That's it.
Great. Jeffersonian America or Lincolnian America.
Right.
And the coup de grace and the whole thing, the cherry on the top, there's a lot of other things. But in history, where did America go after Lincoln's war? Mr. Lincoln's war. That's what it was. Where did America go? Into the U.S. corporation,
led
to the greenbacks, led to the Federal Reserve System, led to the Social Security. It was all tipped.
Yes.
By that long, top hat wearing piece of trash, Abraham Lincoln.
He did a lot of nasty things.
And they say, well, he kept the Union together. Okay. Did he? did he really? I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I shouldn't call him a piece of trash, but But I don't want to sit here and get lectured that Jefferson Davis is a criminal and Abraham Lincoln is a savior. Because that's crap.
I agree.
I don't want to hear that nonsense. Or Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee is a criminal and Ulysses S. Grant is a Patton or something, you know, is the great deliverer.
Yeah.
Anyway, in rebuke of Trump, is that enough? That subject, God, we don't have much news time now. In rebuke of Trump, Congress moves to remove Confederate names from military bases. Of course, they want to make him look bad. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has Christopher Columbus statues removed from Chicago parks overnight. Where's the Italian? There's a lot of Italians in Chicago. Where's the Italians? You know, your history. Can you have some pride in your ancestry? Get some pride in your... Get some.
Maybe they don't want to go out and get shot. Chicago.
Ooh, maybe. Don't go on the weekend. Don't protest on the weekend. There's a little bit of advice for you.
And don't go to a funeral on the weekend.
Portland passes a resolution barring police from cooperating with federal law enforcement. Portland City Council has passed a resolution that explicitly prohibits the Portland police from cooperating or in any way working with federal law enforcement agencies. I will ask you the question again. Who do the police work for?
Not for you.
Figure it out. It's not you.
That's right.
It's not you. Judge blocks federal agents from arresting observers in Portland. Observers. A federal judge specifically blocked U.S. agents from arresting or using physical force against journalists and legal observers at protests in Oregon's largest city where President Donald Trump is testing the limits of federal power. Okay, this is from the AP. And I'll agree, there's a debate on, you know, can you use basically federal troops to come into these states and start arresting people?
Yeah, of course they can.
Why?
Because of we're under an emergency right now. So
why? What do you mean? Are you talking about 1917 emergency or what?
No, 1807.
So we got out of that. Well, it's the 1917 emergency you're talking about.
Oh, well, I think. Well, whatever. One of the two. Yeah, we're in an emergency.
They can protect federal
properties. And the last one that they arrested.
Okay, maybe they can protect federal properties, but okay, whatever. Let's move on. Go ahead. Okay. You got another comment about that or no?
No.
All right. Trump to send federal forces to Chicago and Albuquerque. So we can go to Chicago and straighten Chicago out?
There's a lot of federal buildings in Chicago.
Well, yeah, but not on the streets with people shooting in the neighborhoods.
Well, we'll see how it works out. I don't.
Are you okay with federal troops going in and acting and having police?
Under the Insurrection Act, yes.
Well, how is that an insurrection?
You don't think that's an insurrection? All the
two people shooting on each other?
There's a lot more than two people.
Well, whatever. Then I have it. No, I don't see it's insurrection. Insurrection is if they wanted to go, storm the mayor. They wanted to go shoot and capture the mayor. That's insurrection.
They want to bring down America. That's for sure. You don't think that's an insurrection?
You're making a big assumption there. The people shooting, they've been shooting there for 30 years. They've been shooting each other in Chicago.
That's true.
Baltimore. Are you talking about they were wanting to bring down America? No, they're just shooting each other. Yeah, they're criminals.
They're criminals. Yeah, I got that. But.
Via Microsoft, Pfizer top list of most profitable companies in coronavirus. Visa, Microsoft, and Pfizer top the list of most profitable companies in coronavirus. Isn't that interesting? I'm sure MasterCard is in there somewhere. Who's working with Microsoft for this new Gavi Pass stamp?
Yep,
trust. Like the smart mark.
Yeah.
Visa, because nobody's going to shop. They got to use a credit card online.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, because they need the software. Pfizer. Oh, my gosh.
All entwined.
Amazon rolls out little delivery robot to more cities. I have a robot now deliver your order. I don't know how I feel about that. Met MLB players, including Mookie Betts, kneel for opening day national anthem to support Black Lives Matter. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch baseball this year.
Oh, they can kiss my butt, I'm telling you that. I saw them kneel.
I'm about sick. I am tired of getting lectured by these sports teams.
Yeah, they only make a $5 million a year.
And they don't even know what they're talking about. Do they even know what Black Lives Matter stands for?
They're a communist organization. If they did a little research, if they read.
White actors are resigning from voicing characters of color on animated shows. Okay, great. Walmart, Target, CVS partner in search of plastic bag alternative. This is going to be like the straws I went to Hawaii one time and I had a paper straw. If your straw sits in your drink for about 10, 15 minutes, it turns to mush and then you can't drink your drink anymore. More retailers are working together to find alternatives to single-use plastic bags. We know they make plastic that does break down.
It does. Yeah, in two weeks it breaks down.
Teachers union sue Florida governor over order requiring schools to reopen amid coronavirus outbreak. The unions are suing. I guess if they get health care for all or they get their demands met and Black Lives Matter painted on every school desk, they probably will open.
They will.
Panic grips northeastern Chinese city hit by new coronavirus outbreak.
That matches.
See, it says coronavirus. It matches what we've been telling you.
It does match.
But I've been told it's not a mutated coronavirus. It's a new virus.
There you go.
FDA warns about toxic hand sanitizer.
We've been saying that for a while.
I told my wife, I don't know how many years ago,
yeah,
about baby powder. I said, don't ever use baby powder. It'll cause cancer. She's like, wait. I said, don't do it. Trust me. Now it's all over TV. Mm-hmm. I'm telling her about these hand sanitizers. They'll sterilize you, and they're terrible.
Right.
The chemicals, they're terrible for you. Don't ever use a hand sanitizer. Even the soaps, you got to be careful what's in the soap. You're going to wash your hands. Well, you got to wash your hands with soap. Just scrub your hands with warm water.
Yeah.
Professor forced to retire after slave tweet found dead. That's kind of a weird story. A UNC Wilmington professor was set to retire after a history of controversial social media posts was found dead in his home. That's weird.
Wow.
He sparked controversy for more than a decade, particularly most recently surrounding his comments on social media. Of course, the thing won't
tell her what it is, right?
Here's his one tweet. This evening I ate pizza and drank beer with six guys at a six-seat tabletop. Meaning at a restaurant,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I almost felt like a free man who was not living in the slave state of North Carolina. Massacupa, let my people go. That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
North Carolina, my cousin lives in North Carolina.
And they
they're very aggressive.
Yes.
With what they want to do. Mayor urges residents to wear masks.
That's right.
At home.
That's right.
In Florida.
That's very aggressive.
Let him come try to put one on me.
Yeah.
Randy Short on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. It's a feel-good broadcast. At some point, we're going to be happy. I'm happy. Just kidding. Yeah. Great to be with you. Thank you for spending time with us. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Puts a smile on my face every week. I feel good broadcast. Love that bass line. Very cool. Randy Short standing by. We'll get to him in just a second. The Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. All the great products we deserve, need, and you need to support us for yourself, for independent media. Thank you so much for all of the above. 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Cass Ingram's all the great North American Urban Spice products on sale. Also, last day, 15% off OptiVita products. We got a great flash sale for this week on OptiVita. Also on charcoal capsules, silver gel, silver lozenges, super krill, OptiVita vitamin D, and the silver liquid. Also, last night, was playing night games with my children in the house. We turned all the lights off. We play hide and go seek. They think that's just the greatest thing ever. Well, I had this speaker, and it's real. This is a heavy bass speaker. It's got real sharp corners around it. And I was coming through there going pretty fast, and I smacked my leg. I mean, whoa, that hurt. It immediately, within 40 seconds, swelled up into a big goose egg on my leg. It hurt. What did my wife immediately do? She immediately got the clay and poured and put that clay on it and wrapped it in a thing. The pain began to subside. Put some oregano on it. I mean, these products work. I just cut, you know, did the paper cut earlier in the show. Just put the oregano on. These things are just absolutely, they're must have. Amazing products. Our first guest today is no stranger to the show. We've got to know him through Larry. And Larry Pinkney, that is. And any friend of Larry Pinkney's is a friend of ours. And now Randy Shorts is our friend. Anything we can do. He texted me or Catherine or both. I can't remember. But he wants to talk about Roger Stone still. Or not still, but again, in a little bit different light. And anything he wants to talk about, we're glad to have him on. Also, the Black Lives Matter. He calls it Black Liars Matter. And the Boulé. What is the Boulé? All of these things. Of course, Randy Short is a writer, historian, researcher, preacher, activist, all around American. That's what I call him. Randy Short, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And God bless America. God bless our president that must win again, Donald J. Trump. God bless Roger Stone, of course, the Power Hour, your audience. It's good to be here.
Well, Well, thank you very much. Yes, it's good to have you. Let's start, you know, we're going to go through the back door first. Let's talk about the boule. And our audience, they've heard of Skull and Bones, but they probably never heard of boule. So what in the world is the boule? And then we'll go from there.
The boule is a, it was established in 1904. It's basically Uncle Tom's Cabin version of Skull and Bones. If I can put it nicely, I don't want y'all to get in trouble. We're so sensitive these days. Oh my God. Okay.
You told me it was the colored Skull and Bones during the break. The colored Skull and Bones is that?
The N-word Skull and Bones. I mean, oh. So we didn't say that. So we don't want to be on New York Times. Okay, yeah. Well, that's one of the hypocrisies. I could say that you can't. So I said it. It's the N-word Skull and Bones. They're the degenerate, wicked, sinister group of black folk. Well, I don't want them, but God, you know, it's like having a crackhead or a druggie or a drunken uncle or pedophile in the family. Okay, a group of black Kabbalists, globalists, who are like your little hunters in Africa or Latin America. You know why a lot of these people come here is because their own people where they come from steal everything and rip off everything and make it miserable for 9/10 of the population. Well, America has its own little banana, or should I say cotton, or I don't know, corn pone and greens republic, sub-republic. And they make certain that there's no progress for black people. They've in particular had complete power over the black community since the 60s. They're aligned with the Democrats. They hate the black people's guts worse than the Ku Klux Klan, the Aryan Nations, and all on steroids and crystal meth. And I'll give you a very simple example. Flint. A lot of people will try right now to blame Trump for the problem of Flint, Michigan, and he's been trying to fix it, right? They will ignore that Obama didn't do enough, if he did anything at all, for Flint. But the mayor of Flint is in the boule. So you have a black boule female who steals the money and lets the people die, right, and get sick. And Charleston, South Carolina, the Emmanuel AME Church, where the young terrorist guy shot up the people, they got a replacement pastor because the pastor got shot down by Dylan Roof with 8 or 9 other people. He's in the boule. The money that people set to say, hey, look, we stand with you, we hate racial terrorism. We hate injustice. We hate violence. A lot of good people. In fact, most of them white. The money was stolen by this black boule pastor. Is he in jail? No.
Let me stop you for a second because I'm fascinated. You know, Charlotte Isherby, I don't know if you know her. Her dad was in the Skull and Bones, the Yale Skull and Bones. And so she kind of can know some of the intricacies or what have you. And now you're telling us some of the how do you know all this? Do you, do you have friends in it? I mean, how do you understand the interest
in it? If I have friends, they don't claim me. You have to understand my father for, the better part of 45 years was the, Pentecostal chaplain to Howard University. Howard University is the nation's most prestigious black university, at least in name. We call it How Weird, How Hard, Coward, because a lot of folks there are not helping black people. And if you spend time there, and I've watched this transformation, you have to understand there was a certain point in time where you didn't have to like everything about what you see or thought was happening to the black community. But when you had civil rights and people trying to move forward, the boule was under assault. It was a rebellion, not just against Jim Crow. It was a rebellion against the boule. You can't have racism. You can't have social injustice. You can't have certain problems without the collusion of black people who willfully
want to see people die. They want the abortion. They want the poverty. They hate more than some of the people that they think they're helping. This is why I could just say to you, when New Orleans occurred, where was the black mayor naked? He started talking tough once he got busted. But what's happened since? Any neighborhood, every place you see the misery in black America, that has to be mind-numbing to a white American. How could this country be so screwed in these pockets? The boule, they're corrupt, they steal. The mayor of D.C. is a boule-type person, the one with the Black Lives Matter graffiti scam on the streets of D.C. But do you know she violates the law? Make certain that black folks can't get contracts. Even contracts set aside for minorities, they don't get. They unlawfully will give it to a white company in another state, and not even give it to a white company in D.C., just to make certain that blacks don't get it. Once you start to, these people are working like termites to bring the House of Ham down. And so if I can tell you about Howard. Howard had a president, I'm going to say his name, Patrick Swigert. Take me to court, you fool. He got kicked out of Howard because he sexually harassed his chauffeur, a man, to the point of committing suicide. Howard University, he was lying about how much money Howard University had collected. I mean, money disappearing, all kinds of stuff. These HBCUs that Trump, God bless him, finally put as a line item. Don't you think all these educated black folks couldn't have done this stuff 40, 50 years ago? They didn't care. At the same time, they steal the money from these schools. You ever wonder why all these things go under? It's not white people. It's not David Duke's taking the money. So these people complain, help the poor black kids in Alabama. And they're taking all the money. It never reaches them. The same way when you give money to Africa or to Latin America or any of these little crooked countries like the Philippines, it doesn't reach them. That's what the boule is, and Howard's a good example. Or I can look to practically anything. So you learn this by example. I know as a student activist, the people who fought against me to try to do certain things, like I was trying to get James Farmer on it. Remember James Farmer of CORE? Howard gave him an honorary degree, but the people I had to fight. I mean, I didn't have to fight anyone white. I didn't have to fight anyone Asian Pacific. I didn't have to fight anyone Latino. I had to fight the boule. Why? I had a person in the boule say to me, who the hell cares about James Farmer? He's old and he's poor.
Wow.
I'll even say who said it to me. His name was Frank Savage, who was on the board of Enron, was the chairman of the board of Howard University. Attacked?
Wow.
I mean, how do I get attacked for honoring a person who wrote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King? Isn't he honorable? This is the kind of experiences that you have. So when you see failing school systems and all of this, and here's the insidious thing about the boule, they make black people fail, and they say it's white people that did all this. It's the white devils. It's the white enemies. It's the white man that's done all this when they've done it. You see,
we only have.
I want to say one more thing. 90% of the money that's earned in America by black Americans goes to 10% of the people. The boule gets most of it. That's why you see homelessness. It's not shared. The civil rights movement was a scam. They hijacked it. They take everything they don't share with the other people. And then when things get rough, they say, you know what? Yeah, I need to riot or it's racism. Go out and burn some white people's property or burn your own. I mean, just don't bother us. And they're living great. This sin needs to be exposed.
This is fascinating.
And now they're after my friend Roger Stone. Now,
yes, that's what, let's focus on that. What does that have to do with Roger Stone?
He's boule. The guy who's lied on him is boule. Morris W. O'Kelly, who's saying that he says that Roger Stone called him a Negro, but you have to produce the audio, is Omega Psi Phi, one of the groups within the boule. There are about 9 different secret society groups that comprise the boule. The Omega Psi Phi is one. Patrick Swigert was Omega Sci-Fi. And when you start seeing certain things, there are patterns to it. They are helping because they support the Democrats. And by the way, there was a group of the Abule called Delta Sigma Theta, which is female. Almost all the black women in Congress, like that wig-wearing thug, Maxine Waters, or the one that looks like Uncle Fester with glasses, Karen Bass, she's Delta Sigma Theta. Or Marcia Fudge, that looks like a dribble that's had gastro bypass intestinal surgery. These people are all with Obama. They hate Trump. They hate Trump. Trump is, so this was a hit. Every attack on Roger Stone is an attack on our president, Donald Trump. It just overwhelms me that look at what they're doing to our president. My mother used to work in that church that he went and held the Bible up in front of. I don't care if it was upside down. I don't care if he threw it up in the air. I told anybody, if they can burn white churches across the street from the White House, all these black folks that whine about the rights they don't have, all of our churches, consider them already burned. An attack on Roger Stone is an attack on Donald Trump. If you take down our president, you look at the Chinese with this man who's got this germ weapon or whatever that's hiding out in the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. If these people want to bring America down, this epidemic, the bioweapon is true. I have issues with this epidemic thing. I don't buy all of it. I don't buy Fauci. I don't buy Gates. I do buy Trump. And I buy Roger Stone. I buy America. I buy God. And I buy we're going to stand and survive this. But I'm really angry. I'm just going to finish this with the Boulay. Now look at the Little League skull and bones. They're trying to say, hey, we hate America too. Devils.
Well, let me, this is all below the surface, or below the surface that most people see. And you have your finger on the heartbeat of the black community, obviously. What do people in the black community think about this, or the Boule, or about, do they feel this? Do they see this? Or the Black Lives Matter? What do they think about any of this?
Okay. Well, the Boule is hated in the black community. The problem is we're isolated from each other, brother. So you wouldn't know how much some of us hate these people. Okay, and that's one. So the Boule is hated. The Boule is feared and it's despised. Okay, and when people find out about it, when you put pieces together, folks don't like it. Which is why after all these weeks of people screaming about Roger Stone being using racial slur, you haven't heard much from black people. Yawn.
Yes, that's true. It's interesting.
I mean, these people have been trying to make black people mad to vote for this this grifter named Biden, who's got dementia. He's a grifter.
I don't know why I find that so funny. Randy, you are very biting in your commentary, but you crack me up. I don't know.
Well, I'm not to crack you up. Look, I'll tell you this. Joe Biden is 100 trillion times worse than anything folks fear about Trump. And I'll say this, and Joe Biden suffer. He's a bigot. You know, I was walking past the Japanese concentration camp memorial on Louisiana Avenue, and Joe Biden practically knocked me over and kept going. And as a Southerner, there used to be this thing that blacks and whites couldn't be on the same sidewalk at the same time, and that was the thing that knocked you over. That's what Biden did to me. I don't think Trump would have done that. In fact, I know Trump wouldn't. Biden is so terrible, you know. They're trying to literally make a mini race war like they did in 2016 because Black Lives Matter works with the Democratic Party. Obama gave them $7 million back in 2014, and Hillary Clinton gave one of their affiliates about $20 million. It's called Black Youth 100 out of Chicago. It is a Marxist, Saul Alinsky. It's basically, it's like Fire Island brown shirts, or how can I call it? It's like pride with blacks that are commies. We don't like them.
Well, let me back up. Let me back up what you said. Let me back up what you said really quick. If people go to Black Lives Matter, you can see right on the front page what they stand
for. On their guidelines. I mean, they want everybody to be trans. By the way, the mayor of D.C.
Hall
became a trans. She really does, without a mustache. Let me just say this to you. Black Lives Matter just had one of their leaders, a woman, get her teeth knocked out of her mouth by a policeman in Chicago last week in front of a large crowd of black Americans. Guess what? Nobody did anything. There's no protest in Chicago.
Yeah, they didn't care.
The black community supported the police knocking the lady in the mouth. Imagine that. But that can't be put in the news. That can't be reported. That they're fighting.
That's a big story.
Black Lives Matter and black community people, because they've come into our neighborhoods and destroyed our institutions. They've burnt up stuff. They've knocked over Frederick Douglass's monument in New York. I used to work for the Lincoln Memorial. And in fact, a lot of us don't want them taking Confederate monuments down. I have an ancestor named John C. Breckinridge, vice president under James Buchanan, who was also Secretary of War for the Confederacy. And that tramp, Nancy Pelosi, wants to take my ancestor's statue out of the rotunda. If she thought it was racist, why doesn't that idiot come and ask me?
Good question.
I don't even care if it were for slavery. If Ivan the Terrible was one of my ancestors, it's part of my lineage. I can pick and choose what I like about my ancestor, but don't knock all this stuff down. I'm really pissed about that. At least somebody in my family nearly made it. White, black, polka dot, prejudice, or humane. It takes all kinds.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left, Randy. Dr. Short, you are, you know, your perspective, I think, is sorely, sorely needed. Let me get your perspective where we are with Roger Stone right now. What is his mindset? Where is he? We've seen Mitt Romney come out and attack him, which is very suspicious. I think he's part of some secret society somewhere. Thoughts on any of these things?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say this. Roger needs your prayers. Roger also needs people calling and challenging on talk shows, radios. Roger needs you to send money to him. He needs cash to fight. This shouldn't have happened to him.
No.
And he had talked to Mo Kelly before. And I had told Roger weeks ago, Roger, they're going to try to paint you as a racist. I thought they were going to do it when he took on this woman on the jury, but he's not going to fight for an appeal, I don't think, yet. Tamika Hart, the little black woman that looks like Buddha with the bad complexion. She had this big Congo earrings on. And I told Roger that she was a plant. My nickname for her was Buddha. I didn't have her name for her because you can't know the name of the jurors. And I figured if Roger called her out, they would make him a racist for telling the truth about her. But instead, they found another way to accuse Roger of being a racist. That's all they have. That's all. Black Lives Matter is a fraud. We need to do this again. All of these things, all this racial stuff is to get black people to vote for Biden. It's not happening. It's really not happening. Now, what people really need to do is reach out and to Roger, support him, and also pray for this country and pray for, forgive me, my sleepy co-ethnics to wake up. Trump isn't as bad as, in fact, he's great. He's a great president, and he's done more to reach out to us than anybody since Lyndon Johnson, who only did it to make us slaves to the Democrats. Trump has actually reached out to black folks to make us great again. And there's a difference between wanting to make us slaves to one party. Look at what it's gotten us. Abortion, trans, AIDS, homelessness. This is a Johnson, a friend of the Negro. Oh, my God. Be my enemy, please. Okay? Trump is a good guy. Trump is a good guy.
Last question.
Please.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Let me get this last question. I think this is important. During the 80s, you know, it was supposed that Jesse Jackson went around with the Rainbow Coalition and basically blackmailed these corporations into supporting them or they're going to get protested. Are we seeing the same thing? Yes, I know. Are we seeing the same thing with these sports teams? Why is Major League Baseball? Why is the NBA? Why is the NFL?
Black Lives Matter isn't run by black people. It's funded by bigoted billionaires who want to make a race war. And, you know, the whole communist plot was to use black folks as cannon fodder in a race war to make America a communist nation. So you solve the race problem by getting black folks killed up in a little war, a civil war in which they get nothing. Imagine the liberal, vicious leftists, fascists.
Do you think we're headed for a race war?
No, because Donald Trump is going to win. We're going to win. I mean, there are a lot of black folks who are shy Trump voters. They're angry. These people have come in and burnt up our neighborhoods, man. I mean, I'm completely against them. I heard that they're rounding some of them up. You won't see many black folks protesting, seeing those people being taken in vans. We're sick. I mean, how dare them do this? We have enough problems. We got a pandemic, and they come and set your hospital on fire, set your neighborhoods on fire. And they only come in and burn our areas, okay? So, no, we don't like them. We don't miss them. Roger Stone is innocent. Donald Trump's a winner. Put your bets on him.
What do you make of these sports teams, NFL, NBA, getting behind Black Lives Matter? They must all be connected at some level.
The owners. It's not the team members. The owners of the same ones that said you couldn't bow a few weeks ago, and now they're with Black Lives Matter. There's an issue of schizophrenia among the owners, because that's not the teams themselves. It's not the membership.
We got to go, Randy.
It's the owners.
Randy, we got to do this again. This was not long enough. We got to do it again soon. Dr. Randy Short. God bless you, my friend. Stay there, Randy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.